Well, Daddy, today is Tuesday, December 1st already. The time is... Well, now that it's over, the time seems as though it's gone pretty fast. I know this last month and week or so are going to be tragic. They're going to seem so slow. Thank goodness Christmas is coming, and that'll keep me busy. Today, Nancy Squins asked me if I'd take her little boy, Chris. You remember old Chris. To have his cast taken off. So I did, and then she came back here for a cup of coffee, and as we were visiting, she asked me what I was making for dinner. I said, oh, pork chops, I guess, pork chop dinner. And she said, oh, I have pork chops out, too. So we had another cup of coffee, and we were doing some washing while we were visiting, and she said, oh, heavens, why should we both make pork chop dinner in two different houses, when we're both having the same, we'll just get together and do it and cut the work in half. I said, sounds like a winner. So we picked up my pork chops and went over to her place. We had a real nice dinner. And Mike came home with ice cream and cookies and ice cream bars for the kiddies. And so I visited with them until about 7:30. Then we came home and had to... get our homework done. I do not like this visiting during school night, and this is very rare. I usually don't do it. But today was an exception. I was so excited about this TV program, I couldn't think about it too much anyway. Casey came home with a note from his teacher, a mimeographed sheet, saying that the mamas are supposed to go and get them a library card, and they are supposed to start reading library books. And his reading day will be Monday, and he is to read the book at home and bring it to school on Monday, and he will either have to read a few pages or lines to her, or else she will ask him for a summary on the book. Tonight was the first time in almost 3 weeks that he brought home some work, and it had his arithmetic work and his phonics work. Now, in his arithmetic work, out of 6 pages, he got 5 100s and 194. So he did real good in his arithmetic, and he doesn't have any trouble with that whatsoever. But in his phonics, oh, Daddy, I swear, he is doing better, and he is working harder, and he is improving, but he still has a long way to go. We have had more tears and more heartache over these phonics. I hate to keep telling you about it, Daddy, and worrying you about it. I really shouldn't, because he is improving. And he did get hundreds, which is certainly a far cry from what he was bringing home. But some of his papers still were poor. But we are working on it, and now that he has got at least a good basis to work from, he is not quite as discouraged, and he puts his mind to it more because he does have knowledge of what he's doing now anyway. He also has words that he has to memorize when he comes home, and Sean has poetry. Those nuns have really whacked on the homework, I'll tell you. They are not even a little bit lenient with their homework. But we got through our homework. It took us an hour and a half to get through our homework. And good old Sean, he usually has to read a story at night, but he is learning to take it in the other room and read it and come back and tell his mama what he has read. So we trade on and off. Sometimes he reads to himself, sometimes he reads out loud to me. But with Casey, I have to sit right with him for that hour or hour and a half and plug along. Now, according to his teacher, he should not study more than 20 minutes at night, because she said she doesn't want it to become a drudgery or a chore, and she doesn't want him to hate his work. But he needs this extra work, so I don't care what she says, I'm going to do it anyway. And as long as we can get through it pleasantly without too many tears, we are making progress. That's about all I
say on that. Old Grace, she hasn't gotten a report card nor anything else since she's been there. They only get one in the middle of the year anyway, so she may get one before you come home. She is making a little surprise for her mom and daddy for Christmas as a Christmas present, and today she's working on the wrapping paper. She's making that all by herself with finger paints. I think what I'll do, Daddy, if you don't care, if you do care, you let me know, but I think I will cancel her dancing lessons now. She only has a few weeks left anyway. And this month of December, hate to keep shelling out the $12 to $16 a month that I've been putting into it. You paid for those first few lessons, you stinker. This is a typical Brady. You paid for the first 3 months, and the last 4 months I've had to pay for myself. But if, since we will be leaving, and she'll have to have a new teacher if I start her again someplace else, do you mind if I do take her out now, Daddy? Or, say, in the middle of December, I think she's about had it with her lessons, and now with Christmas coming, she's all excited, and she is all wound up in this Santa Claus. She truly does believe in Santa Claus. Sean wrote you a cute letter the other day, but I misplaced it. I meant to mail that to you, too. It must be around here. If I find it, I'll send it. He wrote the same old things, that he misses you and he loves you and everything, but then he said, I hope you have a nice war. I got the biggest charge out of that. I don't know what he expects, but I had to tell him and Jerry about it because it was so cute, and Jerry said now that he saw all those beautiful women over there, he knows what Sean meant about a nice war. Maybe he's not so dumb after all. Oh, I received a nice letter from my mom today. I might as well read it to you. Dear Nancy and kids, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner with Uncle Jim and Aunt Muriel, and by the way, we only live 2 blocks from their house. They finally finished our house, but we still have plenty here to do. Going to paint the bathroom and the kitchen yet before Christmas. This Vietnam thing seems to be getting worse all the time. Hope all goes well for the next 6 weeks or so, so that Pat will be able to come home as planned. We pray for him every night. Nancy, I'm not going to do much for Christmas. For one thing, I can't afford it, and another, I've been so busy I didn't have time, so I might send a little something. Please forgive us. We had another death in the family. Aunt Mary died last month. Out of that big family, there are only half left. Now we are just wondering what will happen to poor Francis. Francis is my cousin who is mentally retarded. Dad and I are looking forward to seeing you and your family in February sometime. Nancy, if you come, will you please take those slides and pictures that Pat took in Vietnam? We sure would like to see them. attempting a couple of times, but no luck. Said he will get his deer yet before this winter is over. He's been fishing too a lot since we've been here, and he's got some real nice fish. We have them frozen and have them every Friday for dinner. Poor Grandma is feeble and very forgetful. She put lard on the stove to melt and caught fire. It's a good thing she was right there, or she would have really had something. Sean, Grandma is so glad that you are doing well in school, and Casey, see if you can do as good as Sean. I'm sure you can. Kelly, how are you doing with your dancing lessons? Fine, I'm sure. Grace, keep your good work up. Well, kids, get your dad to stop at Grandma's on your way south. That's all her news.